WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smiskey with you on 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. Elena Halverson back at the WOGO home base in Halley. This is McDonald Max Baseball at Cadott for the Hornets Senior Night. We had your Toyson Ford Keys to the Game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Starting lineups look like this for Cadott. Warren Bovey, the junior ace pitcher, is behind the plate today. Number two hitting .465. Batting first, Aiden Rickle batting second, the sophomore shortstop number 11 batting .339. Axel Teagles, the senior third baseman, bats third. Where's number eight? Number nine, the senior Connor Roth pitching today in the cleanup spot. Batting fifth, Nolan Nordstrom, who DH'd on Tuesday, the senior batting .333. Right fielder number 19, Isaac Wellner, the freshman, is the DH today. Number one, Brandon Sikora, the senior left fielder number 13, bats seventh. In the eighth slot for head coach Brandon Geis, senior Brandon Sikora, left fielder number 13, and Braden Denzine, the senior second baseman number 7, batting eighth, batting ninth, Easton Goodman, the senior center fielder number 6. On the other side for your McDonald Central Max, Cale Holm pitching and batting first, the sophomore number 16. Cooper Mittermeier, junior, shortstop number 7, bats second. Grant Smiskey batting third today, the catcher number 1, the junior. And the usual cleanup spot for Smiskey will be Mason Bussey today, the sophomore DHing today, number 24, David Anderson bats fifth, the junior center fielder number 17 batting sixth, Ryan Smiskey, the sophomore number 15 at first, Alan Minen, the left fielder, bats seventh, wears number 8, the junior, Joe Liebrandt, the senior right fielder number 16, who had that huge game on senior night in Chippewa on Tuesday, bats eighth, and batting ninth, Eli Stepp, the sophomore third baseman number 2 for head coach Tim Riemenschneider of McDonald. Cadott in their home whites with the black pinstripes, jet black numerals, and gold piping. Black and gold lettering that says Hornets across the front. McDonald going with the same look with the shorter blue pants with the single royal blue stripe along the side. The tall royal blue socks, navy blue uniforms with the solid white numerals, and McDonald across the front. And the royal blue batting helmets as well, as we are just about ready to get underway here. Good to have you with us on WOGO. Roth comes home with a pitch, gets away from catcher Warren Bovey. Miss on pitch one. First pitch at 5:02 p.m. on a gorgeous night. Didn't look necessarily that way this morning, but a great night for baseball on senior night here in Cadott. Roth, the senior, kicks and delivers. Strike called. 1-1 the counts. Cale Holm.
The coach for Cadott, he had said that, is he in their lineup regularly, the pitcher tonight?
Another strike called. It seems like from time to time. Coach Geist had said he struggled a bit to throw strikes, but again, ready for this moment, and he's expecting a good game from him. Senior Connor Roth that we saw in the field on Tuesday. 1-2 the count. Missed a bit low. 2-2.
It's a little different tonight, Caleb.
We're in the Cadott fan section.
We're in the Cadott fan section, but we're right up close to these pitches. So
the 2-2 pitch. Chopped right in front of the plate. We'll do it again at 2-2. And we appreciate a bit of a scramble here today. Seth responding to my text and saying he would come do the game.
Absolutely.
Michelle Johnson back at the WOGO Studios in Halley. Getting this on the air. 2-2 pitch. Chop toward third. Glove there. Throw across the diamond in time. From Axel Teagles, the senior, to Brody Burrish, the senior. And Cale Holm is retired on the 5-3 putout. In our original plan today, planned to cover McDonald's softball on the road to Elk Mound. That got canceled. We didn't hear a reason why from Elk Mound, but they decided not to play the game. And so here we are, and a great night for a great game. Cooper Mittermeier takes a ball inside from Roth. Mittermeier, the junior, number 7, bats from the right. One away for McDonald on the top of the first here in Cadott. Swing and a miss for Cooper Mittermeier. And I was talking with Coach Brandon Geis, just asking about Warren Bovey and where he hits in terms of velocity. And he said normally he's in the 83, 84 range, but at some of the showcases he has hit as high as 88.
Oh, wow.
Roth with the pitch high. One and two the count. Connor Roth, the senior, kicks and delivers. Again, coming in high. And I have to say, normally at Casper, we're up in the press box, as you mentioned. This is a better view with which to agree or disagree with some of the calls.
Yep.
Pitch comes in high, right, and earning a walk is Cooper Mittermeier. He will head to first, and first base runner aboard for McDonald. Brings up Grant Smiski. And again, a lot of times Grant is in that cleanup spot, the four slot, but batting third today. Again, catching. Cooper Mittermeier takes his lead off first. Smiski bats from the right, the McDonald Jr. Pickoff throw to first to Burrish. Give a little bit of a tag. Cooper Mittermeier will again take his lead, taking a few steps between first and second. The pitch. Missed outside for Grant Smiski. The one advantage at Casper that I will say is it's a little bit easier to see the balls and strikes. Smiski takes one inside.
That looked like a tough pitch to lay off right there.
3-0 the count as Smiski taps the plate with that bright orange bat. Roth the pitch as Mittermeier takes off, but no throw, and Mittermeier will take second. And popping up was Warren Bovey, the junior, who's catching today.
Let's go.
But didn't have anyone covering the bag. And so now Mittermeier will take a lead off second. He's in scoring position. Grant Smiski takes a big cut, fouls it off back. And count has worked full here.
I'll have to pay attention tonight a little bit more because they don't have the count up on the... Or maybe they do, and it's just small.
It's a little hard to see.
Yeah, I'll never see that.
Roth the pitch. Hit foul along the third baseline. Axel Teagles has drawn a bead on it, and it hooked foul just in front of the third base bag. And one runner aboard, one out for McDonald here in the top of the first at Cadott. Grant Smiski at the plate. Beautiful sunshine. Forrest out beyond the outfield fence. 350 straightaway to center. 308 and right. 300 and left. Roth the pitch. Missed outside.
Let's get him, Connor.
Now the count is full. Roth takes a glance back at Cooper Mittermeier at second. The payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Grant Smiski goes down on the heat from Connor Roth, the senior. And there's two retired from McDonald, bringing up Mason Bussey, the sophomore, DH, number 24. Mason had those three strikeouts before getting aboard in that big sixth inning for McDonald last time up. He bats from the right, the 6'5" sophomore. Roth deals inside. One ball, no strikes.
Yeah, Mason's a big boy. I'd be really curious if he would start, you know, hitting it a little more consistent, what he could do, because he's got some power.
Roth kicks, comes home, outside. Two balls, no strikes.
Deep breath, Connor. Just play catch. Let's go.
And Connor Roth, the senior, one of nine seniors for this Cadott varsity team. Delivers outside, 3-0 the count. I think I've kind of determined at this point there's no way I'm going to be able to see out there and left either, too.
I
need an optical sponsor.
Yeah. There you go.
My eyes are just not what they were. The 3-0 pitch inside. Mason Bussey works a walk and two aboard for McDonald with two out. So McDonald doesn't have a hit yet, but two walks issued here in the top of the first. Brings up David Anderson, the junior center fielder, number 17.
All right, come on. 2-0. Let's get out of this.
Facing Connor Roth. Anderson again bats from the right. Lone lefty in the lineup for McDonald's. Alan Minen coming up seventh. Runners at first and second. He's taking their lead. Roth the pitch. Inside. 1-0. Appreciate Athletic Director Steve Mengels helping us get set up here on short notice. Strike called. One ball, one strike. Mittermeier still at second, and Mason Bussey at first, the junior and the sophomore. David Anderson with a 1-1 count against Connor Roth. Roth the pitch. Runner goes from second to third. The throw to Teagles. Nice catch by Teagles, but the ball was sailing a bit, and Mittermeier advances with his second stolen base. And now McDonald has runners at the corners with two away.
That was a heck of a save out there at third base because that ball gets over his head, and I think Cooper's coming home.
Yeah, Teagles went up, leaning back for that as well. So Bussey at first, Cooper Mittermeier at third, Anderson at the plate, swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes, and we've seen again the velocity get up there for senior Connor Roth.
Yeah, he's got, he does just fine that way, just little problems with location right now.
One ball, two strikes, with two away from McDonald, runners at the corners here in the top of the first. Runner goes from first to second. A bullet thrown to second, and it gets away from the second baseman, and Cooper Mittermeier is roaring home, and McDonald plates their first run of the game as Bussey advances to second, and Mittermeier scores. And it's 1-0 the max. So Anderson with two strikes against him here. Still doing battle with Connor Roth. Junior against senior. Mason Bussey now at second, taking his lead. Roth the pitch, sails in high, and issues a walk to David Anderson. That brings up Ryan Smisky, sophomore first base number 15. That's the third walk worked by this McDonald lineup. Brings up the sixth hitter. Smisky, the first baseman. Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest lasting concrete for three generations, Stelter Inc. The pitch, swing and a miss from Smisky. Stelter Inc. always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. Bussey at second, Anderson with great speed at first. Smisky with two away and one run in for McDonald.
Oh,
snaps one along the third base line, and again, that just hooked in front of the bag.
Yeah, that's too bad. I thought maybe that was going to stay fair.
Beautiful sunshine coming in from our right here at Cadott. And field set up just outside the high school. Roth, a glance back at Bussey at second. Then the pitch. Strike three called. So Roth strands two. McDonald gets one across. We head to the bottom of one with our score. The McDonald Max 1, the Cadott Hornets 0. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Max Baseball on WOGO.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Back to the action here on WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Bottom of the first here at Cadott on their senior night. McDonald trying to be rude guests as they lead 1-0 against the Hornets. Cale Holm on the hill for McDonald. Other end of that battery is the junior Grant Smisky. Holm worked a 1-2-3 sixth on Tuesday, coming in relief of Eli Stepp, who came in relief of Mason Bussey. Holm in that game did allow one base runner, but then picked him off at first, and just a beautiful play there with Ryan Smiski.
That was really cool to see.
Now, Kadad, as we mentioned last game, they can hit the ball. 296 average, a 444 OBP. Worked 94 walks.
Yeah, and I got to imagine that they're going to kind of take a little bit from McDonald the way we were and get super aggressive on the bases as well. So I would expect them to really be running.
Grant Smiski did catch one Hornet stealing. That was just the fifth time that's happened all season for Kadad. They have 38 steals, 88% on their attempts. Cale Holm, pitch one against Warren Bovee inside for a ball. Bovee is batting 462 coming into Tuesday's game, now 465. The junior catcher number two, also their ace pitcher, takes one inside for ball two. Bovee has the only two triples of the season for Kadad, and one of them came against McDonald on Tuesday. 2-0 the count. Holm comes home with the pitch. 3-0.
Yeah, just a little outside on that one. Not by much.
Cale Holm, the sophomore, working quickly against junior Warren Bovee. 3-0 pitch inside, low. Oh, they call a strike. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe even with a better vantage point, I still don't know.
Well, I think if Grant would have handled that, it would have been a lot easier.
Well, if you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. 3-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Cale Holm with the heat. Blows one by Warren Bovee. Talented junior for Kadad. 3-2, the payoff pitch, swing and a miss. Going down on strikes, Warren Bovee.
That was the house hack of a pitch by Cale there. It was just low.
Cale Holm does not shrink back from anyone and sending down the 465 hitter whiffing.
Yeah, well, especially
not
going
easy
down
to do.
3-0.
Brings up Aiden Rickle, the sophomore shortstop, batting second from the right. 339 hitter takes a ball inside. Has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack? Call White City Glass, serving all of Western Wisconsin. Home 1-0 pitch, high. Again, you can hear kind of the echoes around us, too. The umpire will call it in case we miss it. They've got it in the crowd as well. High fly ball lifted toward David Anderson in center field. Steps up, makes the catch, and the second out of the inning for McDonald. That brings up Axel Teagles, the senior, third baseman number 8. He bats 429.
We'll see, did some
damage on Tuesday.
We'll see how the sun plays it. You know, there's some clouds, but I know just during the anthem, trying to look up at the flag, the sun was in the eye, so we'll see how it affects the outfielders tonight.
Two away, none on for Kadad. Teagles in that game on Tuesday had a couple walks and a single. Retired just once on a grounder. Fouls one straight back and out of play. And Cale Holm on the hill for McDonald. Trying to start a winning streak today. They lead 1-0 here in the bottom of the first. The two retired. Holm kicks, delivers, swing and a miss.
Nice pitch.
1-2 the count on Axel Teagles. And McDonald has had a number of pitchers in this rotation. Holm the 1-2. That is fouled up and over our heads. Back behind the dugout. Can we talk about the outfielders having to deal with the sun? But if you and I have to try to catch a pop-up here, we'll be looking right into it.
Yes, for sure.
We'll do it again at 1-2. Holm against Teagles. The pitch outside. Two balls, two strikes. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Give them a call at 715-723-2977 for H&R Electric. Holm, the 2-2 pitch, called strike three. Cale Holm strikes out two of the three batters he faces, and we head to the top of the second with your score, McDonald 1, Cadott 0. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyce & Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyce & Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyce & Ford.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back to McDonald Max Baseball here on WOGO Sports. Senior night in Cadott, their home finale. McDonald, after one, leads 1-0. Thank you for joining us. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smisky with you on WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Elena Halverson, our producer and board operator, back at the WOGO studios in Halley. And impressive first inning work there against the top of the Hornets batting order. Cale Holm, just a strong start, Seth.
Yeah, he's feeling it today and just really good location. I know that Grant wanted to go low a couple, and, you know, there was even one where they were down. He had two strikes, and they went high. But, I mean, he's throwing the ball right where Grant wants it, so it's looking good.
Connor Roth, first pitch, and a little bit high on Alan Minen, the junior left fielder. McDonald sent six to the plate in the top of the first. Left two stranded, but did get one run in. Minen, as we mentioned, wears number eight, the left fielder. McDonald with those dark navy blue jerseys, the royal blue batting helmets and socks, white pants with a single thin blue stripe along the side, and Max in white solid numerals across the shirts. Strike called, one ball, one strike.
Yeah, I like this this uniform look right here that McDonald's wearing.
And they won when they wore them on Tuesday, so it's maybe don't even wash them.
Yeah, they're going with the knickers.
Pop up over along the third base line. One and two. And it's Alan Minen. I have to say, I'm in baseball always kind of in stats mode looking for a stat to go, and I almost just read off my step count from my watch on the day because I saw numbers and thought I should read them. No one needs to know that. 9,300.
Well, you're doing better than me.
Not lose them here.
Back to the action that you actually started listening to WOGO for. Minen the junior, again, lone lefty in this lineup. Fouls one along the first base line.
You know, that was a good pitch to hit. You know, every at-bat, it seems like everybody gets one or two good pitches.
So you got to take advantage of them when you get
them. Just got to start connecting here.
Full count, three balls, two strikes. Roth had three walks but two strikeouts in that top of the first. Pitch outside and earning his base there, Alan Minen. Fourth walk of the game for the senior Connor Roth. And again, he's got good velocity, but hasn't quite found his spots yet. That brings up Joe Liebrandt, the senior right fielder, number six. Joe had that 2-for-3 day on Tuesday with three RBIs. Pickoff attempt, diving back in is Alan Minen. And we haven't, of course, seen every game. You've probably seen more than I have, Seth, but at the plate, that was probably Joe's best game of the season, and it came on senior night.
He was just dynamite. Yeah, I would have to agree that for sure that was his best, and just super clutch moments, too. You know, he got that added pressure, and he rose.
Ball
rose
high
to the challenge.
1-0 the count. Roth, the senior, kicks and delivers. Gets away from the catcher, and that's going to allow Meinen to walk into second. 2-0 the count on Joe Liebrandt, with Alan Meinen advancing on the pass ball. And Warren Bovey behind the plate. We certainly know about the power in his left arm. 2-0 pitch. Misses wide. 3-0 on Joe Liebrandt. Can H&R Electric call 723-2977? Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, 3-0 pitch, strike call, 3-1. H&R Electric, 723-2977, proud to back the max. H&R Electric. 3-1. With none out and a runner at second for McDonald. Liebrandt takes one inside, another walk issued, fifth of the game. And Liebrandt aboard at first with Meinen at second brings up Eli Stepp, the sophomore batting ninth today, playing third, number two. Stepp bats from the right as they'll have a conference in the infield. Don't get sidelined by a lingering injury at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new and improved clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, cvosm.com/WOGO. And the conference at the mound, then scatter back to their positions in the infield. As Roth, his team trailing 1-0 here in the top of the second to your McDonald Max, has runners at first and second with none out and Eli Stepp at the plate. Stepp takes a strike on pitch one from Connor Roth.
Get it out here, boys.
So this umpire, there's that borderline high pitch, and he's not calling. He's calling them balls. But I think if you can keep the pitch waist or lower, you'll be fine today. But, yeah.
That one sailed in high for ball two.
It's much higher than that. He's not calling it.
Excuse me, 1-1 the count. So runners at first and second for Eli Stepp. Roth, the 1-1 pitch. Strike call. 1-2 on Eli Stepp. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you. County Highway I in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page, Wynn Family Dentistry. The 1-2 ducking away from that one is Eli Stepp.
That definitely, you know, sometimes these kids duck and, you know, it's just probably a curveball. They weren't going to get hit. But that one definitely, if he didn't get out of the way, he would have took one.
Two balls, two strikes with runners at first and second. Roth, and it's fouled right back in front of us. If there weren't a fence, I probably could reach underneath the table and grab it. So we'll do it again. 2-2. And it just turned into a lovely day for baseball here. Lots of sunshine, light breeze, swing and a miss by Eli Stepp, third strikeout victim for the senior, Connor Roth. And that's the first out of the inning for McDonald. Brings up the top of the batting order, though, with Cale Holm, with runners at first and second. Holm a ground out to Teagles at third, his first time up, trying to help his own cause as starting pitcher tonight. Roth. Oh. Called strike one.
That was a good one, and Kale's mad he didn't swing at that one, and it looked like he was going to, but that was a good one to swing at right there.
Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. 0-1 pitch gets away from the catcher. Bovey runners will advance on the pass ball to second and third, so now two in scoring position for McDonald and Cale Holm if he can get a big hit here. Again, Grace Home Respiratory Medical Supplies for your home, sale or rental. They're carrying staff ready to answer any question. Chuck and the team at Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. Still just one out for McDonald here. Their half of the second, top of the second here at Cadott. Fouled back. And above the bleachers.
Yeah, this is one of those parking lots where you don't take that front spot.
Yes. I parked a bit away.
No matter how good it looks.
It was a bit of a walk to get set up here, but keeps that station vehicle where it should be. Again, with runners at first and second. Cale Holmes standing in from the right side. Slaps one along the third baseline.
I think that's probably the third or fourth foul ball kind of just slapped right down that left side.
Well, when you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, there's only one name to remember. Heese Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. Call owner Jason Heese and Heese Loken at 715-720-4000. Pitch called, strike. And Cale Holm goes down without a swing there, and that's the second strikeout of the second inning for Connor Roth.
I think Cale knew it, too, and he just looked back with pleading eyes, like, please don't. But, no, that was definitely a strike.
So four strikeouts, five walks for senior Connor Roth here with two away and runners at second and third for McDonald on the top of the second. Cooper Mittermeier, who worked a walk, stole second, stole third, and then scored the lone run of the game for McDonald, is back at the plate here in the second. Welcome back. We apologize. We missed a two RBI single from Cooper Mittermeier.
What are the odds, Caleb?
As soon as we accidentally step out there, Mittermeier with a big base hit on a line drive to left field to clear the bases. Now Grant Smisky does the same thing, dropping one right in front of the left fielder, Brandon Sikora. And Mittermeier slides into third as Grant Smisky heads to second on a double. And McDonald in business here with two away, but two runs in.
Wow, that was, I didn't think they were going to send him to third, but he was safe with plenty of time to spare.
So Mayan scored and Liebrandt scored after they both worked walks. Two outs here in the inning, but that brings up Mason Bussey with two in scoring position and McDonald leading 3-0.
Nash Winger taking second base to run for Grant so he can get his catcher gear on.
And Mason Bussey, first time up, worked a walk, stole second, was left stranded there. McDonald leads at 3-0 with Mittermeier at third and Nash Winger at second, both taking their lead. Two away here for McDonald. Pop up along the third base line and sailing foul. Again, it kind of went out of our line of sight over here as the third baseman, Axel Teagles, was drifting over to try to make a play. 0-1 the count. So Mason Bussey will stand back in, the sophomore DH. Trying to get aboard for the second time today. Worked that walk in the first. Played a couple RBIs if he can hit grass here. Drops one along the third baseline as it chopped right over the head of Cooper Mittermeier at third, who was getting ready to rumble. When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals and gives great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. That's rcu.org. 0-1 the count on Mason Bussey. Pitch. Called ball inside. One and two.
If we could get Mason and Ryan hitting the ball, boy, I think our offense would really take off.
The 1-2 pitch from Connor Roth. Mason Bussey gets a hold of that one. It's hooking foul along the third base line. Long run over, not playable for Brandon Sikora, the senior left fielder. We'll do it again at 1-2. Mason Bussey with a 1-2 count, two out. Runners at second and third. The pitch, line drive, diving play at second, gunning across the diamond, and in time. What a beautiful play there by Aiden Rickle, the sophomore shortstop. Made the stop, got up, and just gunned it to Brody Burrish.
That was a heck of a play. Diving grab like that and able to get up and throw that, make that out.
Well done. McDonald strands a couple but brings two across. It's 3-0 as we head to the bottom of the second here on WOGO Sports on the road at Cadott.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.15% annual percentage yield 9-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.15% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.15% 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate515. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 4/26/24. Insured by NCUA.
McDonald Baseball on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smisky on a beautiful Thursday afternoon and evening here in Cadott. Elena Halverson back at the WOGO studios in Halley. It's 3-0 McDonald in the bottom of the second. And for this second inning, Cadott brings up their four-hitter, pitcher Connor Roth, the senior, trying to help his cause here. First strike called for Cale Holm. Roth, a 298 hitter, the senior. Number 9 played shortstop on Tuesday against McDonald. Pitch 2 misses outside from Cale Holm. And going back to the end of that last inning, just an absolutely beautiful play as Mason Bussey got robbed of what looked to be a sure base hit.
Yeah, I thought for sure that was going through. But, yeah, to not only get the ball but get up and make a throw on it, that was impressive.
2-1 pitch, foul tip back, 2 balls, 2 strikes. On Connor Roth, the 298 hitter. And Cadott batting 296 as his team with a 444 OBP. They fell to McDonald 8-3 on Tuesday after they scored the first 3 runs of the game. McDonald with 8 unanswered. Line drive hit towards second. Crawford picks it up, flips to first in time. Isaac Crawford, first time we've mentioned him today, the freshman number 0, making a nifty play there at second.
Yeah, that was a little bobble there, but he was maybe 12 feet away when he made the throw, so he had plenty of time.
He almost, honestly, with Isaac's speed, he probably could have just walked it over.
Probably could have.
Brings up Nolan Nordstrom, the senior right fielder, number 19, 333 hitter. This is the DH. Strike called on pitch 1 from Cale Holm. Nordstrom was the DH on Tuesday. Swing and a miss on pitch 2 from Cale Holm. And we saw an excellent pitching performance from Eli Stepp on Tuesday, and Cale Holm looking to replicate that here. Foul tipped back. Is fighting that one off. Nolan Nordstrom protecting the plate. Otherwise, that would have been the third strikeout victim for Cale Holm, who struck out Warren Bovee and Axel Teagles, both batting well over 400. There at the top of the first. Kicking and delivering, sailing it a bit high. Cale Holm.
One thing Cale's done here is, you know, that first pitch or two has been a strike, and it just really opens up your options.
Fouled off along the third baseline. We'll stay at 1-2. When you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, there's only one name to remember. He's Slocum & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. Missing a bit low there, Cale Holm, 2-2.
Not by much.
Not by much is right. Get it done right. Call owner Jason Heese and Heese Slocum & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. Call 715-720-4000, 720-4000. Another ball misses low. Count has worked full. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Cale Holm against Nolan Nordstrom. Holm kicks, delivers, foul back. Good battle here between sophomore and senior. And leadoff batter Connor Roth retired. So one away here in the bottom of the second with McDonald leading it 3-0. Holm, the there pitch called, strike three. His third punch out of the game. Cale Holm sends down Nolan Nordstrom. That brings up Isaac Wellner, the freshman, DHing today, number one. 244 hitter. And lone freshman in this starting lineup, dominated by seniors, one sophomore, one junior in there as well for head coach Brandon Geist. Holm working quickly, misses outside, ball one. Again, Grace Home Respiratory, a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental. A caring staff ready to answer any question as Holm misses low. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. Two outs, bottom of the second. Holm delivers, swing and a miss.
That was a nice curveball there.
The count. Pitch from Cale Holm, misses high. Three balls, one strike. Holm, the 3-1 pitch, in low and working a walk, Isaac Wellner. That's the first walk of the game for the McDonald sophomore, Cale Holm. And the first base runner of the game for Cadots. As they went down 1-2-3 in the first. Brandon Sikora, the senior left fielder, number 13, up at the plate, bats from the right, 176 hitter. Cale Holm, a glance over at first, and Isaac Wellner there. Comes home with a pitch, check swing, called strike. Glances home for the signal. Pickoff attempt at first. Miski has to come off his feet a little bit to grab that one, and Wellner back in safely. Two away with McDonald holding a 3-0 lead here in the bottom of the second at Cadott. Pitch skips in the dirt and up into the backstop, and Wellner's going to cruise over into scoring position at second base. So Brandon Sikora trying to plate the first run of the game for Coach Brandon Geist and the Hornets. Again, Cadott 5-10 on the season, McDonald 4-11. Fouled right back. Took a hard thump. I'm not sure if that was off Grant Smisky's equipment or the umpire's.
I think it was off Grant's.
Grant walks that one back to Cale Holm. Looks like he's all right, but we could hear that one, that's for sure. The umpire checking on him, making sure he's all right. Holm, the pitch, again in low and blocked by Grant Smisky, but back to Cale Holm. He whips one to Eli Stepp at third, not in time, and Isaac Wellner advances to third. And Grant did all he could to wall up and block that one, but it caromed off his chest protector.
Get that guy home.
And went back to Cale Holm, who actually made a pretty nice sidearm throw to third. Holm the pitch, in high. And two away, but Cadott with their most significant threat of the game with their first base runner of the game, Isaac Wellner, who worked a walk and now has advanced to third. Holm the pitch, outside, ball four, Brandon Sikora walks, now runners at the corners. Braden Denzine, senior second baseman, number seven. Batting .08 on the season so far. Infield conference for McDonald.
Yeah, Timmy's going to have a little meeting out here.
He's checking on Cale Holm. A couple straight batters walked. Three strikeouts as Holm retired the first five in a row.
Yeah, he was lights out.
So, well, don't get sidelined by a lingering injury at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new and improved clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake. Visit CVOSM.com/WOGO for Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, CVOSM.com/WOGO. WOGO. Braden Denzine, the senior second baseman, bats from the right, facing Cale Holm with runners at the corners and two away. Strike one called as Holm finds the target there. Donald holding that 3-0 lead, but the tying run at the plate now for Cadott. Holm the pitch, missed inside. One ball, one strike. Cale Holm against Braden Denzine. Easton Goodman, the senior center fielder, on deck. Another pitch misses inside, 2-1 the count. Isaac Wellner is at third. Brandon Sikora at first for Cadott. Sikora takes off. Grant Smisky guns it to second. Crawford reaches high for the pitch. Can't get it. And a run comes in for Cadott. I'm not sure if that one was intended for Crawford or if that was supposed to be to Cooper Mittermeier covering second, but Crawford tried to glove it. It got away from him, and that brings in the first run of the game for Cadott.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking that Crawford was supposed to catch that and chuck it back home, but he did not glove it.
Popped up high along the first base line. Smisky drifting back, makes the squeeze, and retires Braden Denzine. But Cadott gets a run across here in the bottom of the second. After two complete our score, McDonald 3, Cadott 1. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Max Baseball on WOGO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back to a sun-splashed Cadott. A 3-1 ball game after two innings. The Hornets got one across in the bottom of the second. McDonald scored once in the first, once in the second. Now they come up top of the third against senior Connor Roth of the Hornets. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smisky with you. Our regular season finale for McDonald baseball and softball. David Anderson striding to the plate for head coach Tim Riemenschneider. Anderson worked a walk, was left stranded at first, his first time up in inning number one.
And, you know, David's got so much power. We've seen him hit some foul balls, and, boy, it'd be just really cool if he could get a hold of one here.
350 to straightaway center. Strike one called for Connor Roth. And Roth has been, again, a little up and down. Has missed his location from time to time, has five walks, but also four strikeouts in just the first two innings for the senior.
Yeah, it seems like his balls come in like bunches. Like he throws a bunch of them.
Swing and a miss.
And he just starts throwing strikes.
Way to get off. 0-2 as Anderson behind early in the count. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, and their team ready to serve you. County Highway I in Chippewa Falls. Wynn Family Dentistry. 3-1 ball game. Roth kicks, delivers the 0-2 pitch. High, ball one. Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest lasting concrete for three generations, Stelter Inc. Proud to support local sports, StelterIncorporated.com. Roth misses outside. Two balls, two strikes as Anderson finding his way back in this at bat. 3-1 our score in favor of McDonald. We're in the top of the third. Roth, the 2-2 pitch, called strike three. That's the fifth strikeout for McDonald. All claimed by Connor Roth. Smisky comes up, the sophomore first baseman. He struck out in the top of the first.
I think Ryan's got to be about due here.
It's been a few games.
He's got a lot of power.
Yep.
That's from the right. Ball one from Roth. And from what we've seen so far in the first two and a third, when Roth can locate, he's a dangerous pitcher. But ball two inside. Trying to catch the inner portion of the plate. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. Pitch low and in the dirt. Three balls, no strikes. Ryan Smiski in a hitter's count here. We saw McDonald. Plate two. In the top of the second. The 3-0 pitch, strike one called. Smiski gave him one, and Roth found the mark. Kicking and delivering. Ryan Smiski slaps one past short. And Smiski aboard. As you mentioned, he was due.
Yeah.
Good recovery. Yep.
Works that at bat, and Aiden Rickle, who we saw end the last inning with a brilliant play, tried to make another diving stop, and Smiski knocked it just out of his reach. Brings up Alan Minen. Walked in the second inning and scored a run. The lefty, junior, number 8. Plays left field for Coach Tim Riemann-Schneider. With the runner at second, showing bunt, gets by the catcher Warren Bovee, but Smiski not going to test Bovee's arm, and he'll jog back to first.
That was probably the correct decision. Warren was moving on the ball that if he would have been able to feel that, it would have been a pretty decent throw down to second.
Again, as a lefty, he had a pretty good angle there.
Mm-hmm.
So 1-0 the count. Swing and a miss for Alan Minen. One ball, one strike. With one out here in the top of the third, and Ryan Smiski aboard at first. Connor Roth is senior. He's gone the distance so far for Cadott. Misses outside. Oh, no. Gets away from Warren Bovee. He flings it to second. Just sailed on him a little bit as Benzine and Rickle over there to cover the bag. Smiski in safely. Runner in scoring position now for Minen. And the ball trickled over toward our vantage point here on the left side of the plate. As we look at it, swing and a miss for Minen for strike two. Ryan Smiski at second. Leading off there. One out, one on for McDonald with Alan Minen. At the plate, batting from the left against the right-handed Connor Roth. Roth the pitch inside. Good block there by Warren Bovee. Count has worked full. Three balls, two strikes on the McDonald Jr. Connor Roth gets the signal from Junior Warren Bovee. Looks back at second, kicks and delivers, fouled straight back by Alan Minen. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by the office in Chippewa Falls, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. 3-2 payoff pitch missed outside. Oh. Minen. Great at bat there.
That was
his second walk of the game. Brings up Joe Liebrandt, who also drew a walk in the second and also scored a run, just like Alan Minen. So one away. Runners at first and second for McDonald, leading 3-1. Looking for more here.
Get it out here, boys. Let's go.
In the third. Liebrandt bats from the right, the senior right fielder. Roth skips one inside. Bovee, good block there. So kicked up some dust.
That was a good block.
And just one out for McDonald. With Smiski at second, Minen at first. And Joe Liebrandt, the lone senior, the starting lineup at the plate. Takes the ball high. Good eye for Joe. and four-year player. This McDonald varsity squad. Bright orange bat with the blue and black accents. Roth inside. 3-0 as he's trying to find the location
deep
in this
here,
at bat.
Come on,
Eli Stepp on deck. The sophomore third baseman for McDonald. Liebrandt a 3-0 count with two aboard and one out. Roth the pitch, 3-0 pitch, four-pitch walk. And Liebrandt is aboard. Two straight walks for Connor Roth and time called. Well, when you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interest in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals and gives great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. That's rcu.org. And I think that may be the day for senior Connor Roth as he finishes with seven walks and five strikeouts. Three runs in for McDonald, and two base runners inherited for Aiden Rickle, the sophomore. We'll take a 30-second break and be back after this, back in half a minute. This is Max Baseball on WOGO.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Max Baseball, WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Caleb Swenson, and Seth Smiski with you in beautiful Kanawha, Wisconsin. Western Clover Belt Conference contest between your McDonald Max in seventh place in the conference and the Kanawha Hornets in sixth place in the WCC right now. It's senior night. Nine seniors honored before the game here for the Kanawha Hornets. One of those seniors, Connor Roth, started the game, has just been relieved by Aiden Rickle, the sophomore shortstop, who we saw make a brilliant diving stop and throw. We know he's got some arm strength as well. And so the sophomore now in on the hill for head coach Brandon Geist. First pitch swung on. Out to deep left field, going way back and hitting the wall for Eli Stepp. And that may just clear the bases. One run is in. Stepp diving to third. And it's a two RBI double for Eli Stepp. That was Liebrandt actually headed into third, but Smiski in to score, Minen in to score.
Yeah, that was
Liebrandt at third and Stepp into second.
That was a triple ball, but Eli had to kind of hold up. Well, everybody had to hold up on that because it was right against the fence, but they had to see if they were going to catch it or not.
Got a new pitcher and just swinging at the first pitch from Aiden Rickle. His first offering to Cale Holm misses outside. But now two more runs in for McDonald as they lead it 5-1 here against the Hornets. Holm is grounded out and struck out so far. Takes the ball inside, 2-0 the count. Grace Home Respiratory, that wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental. Caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. Rickle the pitch. This is high, 3-0. Runners at second and third. Eli Stepp at second. Joe Liebrandt at third. And this is how McDonald got going in the second inning as well. Walks from the 7 and 8 slots as Rickle a pickoff attempt over to Teagles there at third. Liebrandt dives back in safely. But in that last inning, Alan Minen works a walk. Joe Liebrandt works a walk. They both ended up scoring after the base hits by Cooper Mittermeier and Grant Smiski. Strike called on Cale Holm. That's 3-1. McDonald hitters have been getting ahead in the count pretty early here.
Yeah, and I don't know what Coach Dim does, but I gotta think that when they get up,
fouled back for Cale Holm.
When they get up 3-0, he's kind of telling them,
Just leave it alone for one.
So 3-2 the count now on Cale Holm, looking for his first hit of the game. Holm McDonald's pitcher for this road game takes a ball low. And the base is loaded up now for the Max as Holm aboard for the first time today. Working a walk brings up Cooper Mittermeier, who had that big 2-RBI single in the second. I think I said incorrectly that Cooper and Grant Smiske plated Alan Mina and Joe Liebrandt, but actually Cooper did it all himself.
Mm-hmm.
His last time up. Cooper takes strike one. Looks back along the third baseline to head coach Tim Riemenschneider and steps back in. Runners at first, second, and third. They're loaded up for McDonald. Mittermeier drives one past short. Diving stop there. One run is in, and the bases remain loaded for McDonald.
Good play at short, stopping the ball, but just everybody had a pretty good jump on it with two outs. Yeah, he wasn't going to have enough time to get up and make a play.
So Cooper Mittermeier, 2-for-2 with 3 runs batted in. I'm trying to see, forgive me, who is out there at short now after Rickle was at short and took over for Connor Roth. And Smiske, a shallow pop-up. Teagles comes up and makes the grab. They'll remain loaded for McDonald.
I thought we had two outs, but that was only we only had one. That's our second.
And just one strikeout. Leadoff hitter David Anderson after that. The next six McDonald batters reach safely. Brings up Mason Bussey. After the pop-out, Axel Teagles at third. McDonald's batted around here in the third. Bussey takes a ball high. Mason has walked in the first, ground out to short in the second. And Joe Liebrandt came around to score. Eli Stepp at third. Mason Bussey makes some solid contact. It's headed out to left center field, and that'll end the inning. But McDonald
nice catch!
Gets three across. They lead 6-1 as we head to the bottom of the third. This is McDonald Baseball back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Welcome back to McDonald Baseball. You're on WOGO Sports, bottom of the third on senior night in Cadott. McDonald trying to be a rude guest. They lead 6-1 as we head to the bottom of the third. In the bottom of the third inning, back in Chippewa Falls Youth Baseball, for those who want to know, the Elks Lodge River Bandits, my son Cooper's team, trailing the Olsen's Ice Cream Clippers 2-1. As Daddy's trying to see how Cooper did his first time up.
How's the season been going?
You know, we're oh, he struck out looking. Okay. we're up and down, but we won a game in Wheaton the other day.
All right.
We've enjoyed the concessions. First pitch with some velocity on there. And Cale Holm.
I would hate to see the total bill for concessions over the years.
I know. That's I'm just trying not to calculate it. It's part of the fun.
It is, yes. Yes.
I get those soak-ups, hot dogs, popcorn. I actually really enjoyed working concessions the other day. Swing and a miss. for Easton Goodman.
Don't help him here.
This is just his first time up. The senior center fielder, number 6, bats 227 as Cale Holm has been strong on the mound. Driven right past Holm, gloved by Cooper Mittermeier, and he lost hold of it. And Goodman aboard.
Boy, it looked like Cooper was going to be able to make a good play on that ball, and it just... I don't know what happened there.
Yeah. Dribbled through his legs.
He didn't pull his head up. He was looking at it. I don't know. Just, nope.
Drive one, Warren.
Brings back up the top of the order with Warren Bovee, and Warren Bovee swings a big swing at the first pitch. That's going way back. And that is out of here for Warren Bovee. A fourth home run of the season for Cadott as Warren Bovee, a two-run shot. And that cuts the McDonald lead back to 6-3.
Well,
just swung at the first pitch and absolutely blasted it to left field.
That was a heck of a hit.
So Easton Goodman comes around to score. Again, that's just a solo shot if Goodman doesn't reach. But
yep. Yeah, little things like that kind of been haunting us all year. And but
first pitch strike on Aiden Rickle.
But typically,
now pitching. Go ahead.
Typically, we're not winning 6-3, so you know we can absorb it.
Rickle drives one past first, and Aiden Rickle aboard. Sophomore shortstop.
Senior Axel Teagles.
Axel Teagles, the 429 hitter who struck out his first time up against Cale Holm. Now with a runner aboard, McDonald's lead from 5 runs down to 3. Rickle taking his lead there at first. Ball one called. Axel Teagles and Warren Bovee both struck out as Cale Holm went 1-2-3 in the top of the first. But now that dangerous top of the batting order for Coach Brandon Geist. Pickoff attempt gets away from Smisky, and Rickle dashes into third in time as he slides under the tag. Smisky jumped on that one quickly and whipped it to Crawford, covering the bag at second, but not quite in time. So Rickle moves into scoring position. And Cale Holm's got a great pickoff attempt, but...
Yeah, and I couldn't... The umpire's in my way, so I couldn't really see what happened over there, but...
I'm not sure if the throw was a bit awry or what, but it got away from Smisky for a moment.
Yeah, it almost
contact
seemed like he...
popped up.
Like he wasn't quite ready for it.
So Cadott shut out in the first inning, bottom of the second, got one back. Two runs already here in the bottom of the third with no one out. Runner in scoring position. Axel Teagles, the senior 429 hitter, the third baseman. Has a good glove over there. Again, for those wondering, the River Bandits have just taken the lead 3-2. And yes, I will keep updating myself even if I don't update our listening audience. Dad's got to do what a dad's got to do. Axel Teagles, a deep shot to left field. That is way back, and that is out. Another two-run shot for the Cadott Hornets.
Wow. Yeah, he got a hold of that one. Well, I guess senior magic works a little both ways, doesn't it, Caleb?
But it's now 6-5. Yeah, senior Axel Teagles.
Jeez.
Again, in both of those to deep left field, as there is really no play out there for Alan Mina, as he just has to watch it sail over the fence. Brings up Connor Roth, the senior who started out pitching. Cale Holm finds the mark inside, 1-1.
Here you go, Connor. Keep it going.
And Easton Goodman started out this inning reaching on an error. Then Warren Bovee brought him home on a two-run shot, all low and in the dirt. Aiden Rickle sharply hit ball past first to get aboard. And Axel Teagles, a two-run homer. Not quite back-to-back jacks for Cadott, but they'll take it. So they've scored four and still no one out. Slap right in front of the plate. So McDonald, a lot of momentum in this one, and now we're into a dogfight.
Yeah.
Huh. Here in the bottom of the third. Roth again batting nearly 300 on the season. Takes a big cut and goes down swinging. And that's a big strikeout for Cale Holm.
Absolutely. To get two put out of the park on you and come back and get a strikeout like that is huge.
Kadada just hit three home runs all season long, two here on senior night. One by a junior, one by a senior. Holm, the pitch, swing and a miss from Nolan Nordstrom, the senior. He struck out in the second. Cale Holm has four strikeouts so far. Line drive. Diving stop made by Crawford. Gets up on a knee and sidearms it to first for the putout.
Wow.
Nifty play there, losing the lid. Crawford. But 4-3 on the putout and the second out of the inning.
I don't know if Ryan caught that ball on first there with his glove, or if he just kind of hit him in his stomach and he just kind of held it like a football.
Isaac Wellner was batting here in the sixth slot, but now coming up for Coach Brandon Geist will be number 12, Scott Peterson, one of those nine seniors. So Peterson up here in the third.
Go, Scott!
His first time up, of course. Peterson facing Cale Holm with two away and none on, but four runs in for Kadot this inning. Fouled straight back on the heat from Cale Holm. McDonald still has the lead, but a more tenuous advantage now, 6-5. Tapping the plate with that red bat, Scott Peterson. Takes a pitch low inside. And the crowd starting to get back into this one as they were quieted by McDonald's three run outburst, in the top of this inning. Line drive hit right towards Smisky. Smisky a race to the bag. He will win that race for an unassisted putout. So three retired finally for Kadab, but not before two-run home runs by the Hornets. Bring them within one. After three complete our score, McDonald's 6, Kadot 5. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Well, three innings in the books here at Kadot. We've got a great game brewing here in the Western Clover Belt. McDonald leads it 6-5. And again, the offensive fireworks really for both teams in this third inning, Seth.
Yeah. Yeah, so let's see what we can do here. You know, we got Ryan got a hit last time he was up. But, I mean, the bottom of the order has been getting on base, so, you know. David looked at a couple strikes last time. I think he could have took a cut at, so
McDonald
will be a little more aggressive here.
Send all nine to the plate here in the top of the third. Now as we move into the fourth, their five-run advantage trimmed to just one, 6-5. Anderson struck out there in the third. Got a walk in the first, facing Aiden Rickle. Can't quite find the mark on pitch two. Two balls, no strikes.
Deep breath here, Aiden. Dial her in.
Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. The 2-0 pitch. Getting a hold of that one, David Anderson, deep to left field, and that is
all
down.
Right.
David Anderson cruising around second. He will hold there for a stand-up double. And David Anderson, along with the hitters for Cadott as well, like that left field fence.
You know, David's done that like, three, four times this year. And they've all, most of them, I think all of them, have been foul, you know. So see one stay in. That's great.
So Rickle now faces Ryan Smiski, who, as you mentioned, got a hit his last time up, takes a cut at the first one and misses.
Boy, it's so tempting being this close to these guys to, like, shout out some words of
encouragement. Smiski again bats from the right, pickoff attempt, diving back into the bag at second, David Anderson. And Anderson, I'm sure, with no one out here, well, not sure, but you would think with his speed that Coach Tim might think about sending him and hoping that Ryan can get some contact here and bring him home. The pitch from Rickle sails in high. One ball, two strikes. Rickle, the sophomore, the pitch fouled back. Took a big cut just a bit behind that one. Ken, H&R Electric, 715-723-2977. H&R Electric, 723-2977. Let them know you appreciate their support of McDonald Athletics. H&R Electric, proud to back the Max. No one out, runner at second. Another foul back. And that one just over the bleachers. We're in the top of the fourth. Despite what the scoreboard says. There we go. I was wondering for a second if I'd lost count. Fouled back.
Just got Ryan a piece Smiski. Of that. Yeah, that was a pitch right down in the dirt.
Do it again at 1-2. Aiden Rickle, the sophomore shortstop and now pitcher. On the hill here for Brandon Geist and the Cadott Hornets. One ball, two strikes on Ryan Smiski, McDonald sophomore first baseman. Rickle kicks and delivers. Smiski gets a big piece of this one. Drifting foul as Teagles over along the third base line, and he makes the catch. And that's going to hold David Anderson at second. Smiski got a little underneath that one.
So that's
the first out of the inning.
The other night when Grant got that single off of Warren Bovey, I don't know, between innings, Warren said to him, he's like, you know, you did the same thing to me my freshman year. And I was just like, well, that shows you how few guys get hits off,
get hits
when
off
you can remember.
When he can remember who actually.
2 years ago, Grant getting a single. Same kind of hit, he said.
Coach Geist told us, too, that Bovey was working on a bit of short rest, too, is mining. Drives this one back to deep left center field. It hits the wall, and that's going to send Minen to second and in to score David Anderson, an RBI double for Alan Minen, the left-hitting left fielder.
David, when he was rounding third there, he had to, I think he missed it his first time by. He had
to
run back,
to
grab
back.
It, and then go home.
So a couple here, doubles boy. This inning for McDonald. They make the lead 7-5. Joe Liebrandt takes strike one. Liebrandt has walked twice and scored twice. Pitch low and in the dirt. Hearing from my wife, who's helpful enough to text me that Cooper grounded out his second time at bat. We were talking about this off the air. He struck out looking first time up and must have got a swing and got some contact, so it's an improvement.
All right.
River Bandits leading the Clippers 5-2. As we anxiously await the outcome of that one. Trying to get our second win of the season there in Chippewa Youth Baseball. I will come home to a happy son, whether he gets a hit or not. If they win, that's all he cares about.
Yeah, that is funny how that.
Passed ball gets away from Bovey, and that's going to advance the runner to third. As Joe Liebrandt working a patient at bat here. And Minan now in scoring position with just one out.
Sometimes as a parent, you come home and you're just like, how's it going to be tonight? Is he just going to be happy with the win, or is he going to be happy or not happy because they got the win, but he didn't play real good? So you come home, kind of feel him out a little bit and be like, all right, we're happy tonight.
Well, I know Grant told us afterward that they were going to Dairy Queen after that last game.
Yeah,
so
yep.
That makes everybody happy. The runner at third and one out. Big swing and a miss from Joe Liebrandt. The senior hanging in there and looking for his first hit, but has walked twice and scored twice. Two of McDonald's seven runs as they lead 7-5 here, top of the fourth at Cadott. Sun has come back out. Liebrandt swing and a miss. First strikeout of the game for Rickle, the sophomore who came on in relief of the senior Connor Roth, who walked seven but struck out five. Brings up Eli Stepp. Stepp had a two RBI double his last time up, struck out his first time up in the second. That double was in the third. Here in the fourth, Stepp fouls one along the first baseline, 0-1. Minan ready to roll at third. 7-5 McDonald. And they've scored one so far, looking for more here in the top of the fourth. After that cutout lineup with two-run homers in the bottom of the third proved just how dangerous it can be. Rickle kicks and delivers outside. One ball, one strike.
Yeah, definitely time to build a little bit of a lead here. We got kind of the middle of the order coming up next time, I think.
Stepp again batting in that nine slot. Pickoff attempt at third. Sweeping in with the tag is Teagles, but back in time, Alan Minan.
Yeah, it'd be nice to, have like 5-6-run lead before we have to face the top of that inning again after those two bombs.
Indeed. The 1-1 pitch fouled along the first baseline. Long run over for the pitcher as it sails out of play. Aiden Rickle was trying to draw a beat on that one. And again, with the athleticism that we've seen from the sophomore when he was playing there at short, it doesn't surprise me that he took off after that one.
Yeah.
Tapping the plate with that cream-colored bat, Eli Stepp. One ball, two strikes. With a runner at third and two away. Stepp, a line drive. It hits grass in left field. And sending in a run with the RBI knock, Eli Stepp makes it 8-5 McDonald.
All right.
So Eli Stepp, 2-for-3 on the day.
Yeah, good for Eli. He's been a little streaky, too, with his hitting. And just nice to see kids that, you know, where that's kind of happening, get some confidence, get a couple hits.
8-5 McDonald with two away and one on here in the top of the fourth. McDonald responding to Cadott's barrage their last time up. Strike one called on Cale Holm. Holm looking for his first hit of the day. Ground out in the first, struck out in the second, did walk in the third, left stranded. Pickoff attempt at first, step back in easily. Whenever you need a boundary surveyed, residential or commercial property, only one name to remember, Heath Slocum & Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying. Get it done right. Ball high. Call owner Jason Heath and Heath Slocum 715-720-4000. That's 720-4000. One ball, one strike on Cale Holm. Rickle, the sophomore, the pitch. Warren Bovey guns one to second. The tag not in time as Eli Stepp slid just under it. On target throw there from Bovey to the shortstop covering at second.
Yeah, about a couple hundredths of a second late.
That was close. I think it's Connor Roth actually out there at second now, too. We were mentioning that. There's that change.
Yeah,
Stepp,
I think,
pops one up. Third baseline. And out of play as Coach Tim Riemenschneider got out of the way there.
Yeah, I think you're right on that.
So Roth and Rickle just switched. Senior and sophomore.
Don't lose them here, Aiden.
Two balls, two strikes. With two away.
And two runs in so far here for McDonald. Cale Holm at the plate. The runner in scoring position at second and Eli Stepp after the stolen base. Ball three. Count has worked full here for Cale Holm. Three balls, two strikes. And Eli Stepp with good speed there at second. Any ball hit safely should bring him home without an issue. Pickoff attempt at second. It gets away from the second baseman, but Stepp is not going to take third as a quick recovery out there by Easton Goodman, the senior in center field.
Yeah, good choice. I don't.
8-5, McDonald, top of the fourth. Cale Holm at the plate. Full count. Holm with a line drive right over the bag at second. Eli Stepp takes the big turnaround third. Scoots in to score and an RBI single for his first of the day. Cale Holm makes it 9-5 McDonald.
Just a beautiful line drive right back up the middle. Those are great balls to watch.
And the bats have looked good on both sides. But
yeah.
McDonald, we've seen a lot of line drives, mostly to left field, but that one there straight away to center over second base. Brings up Cooper Mittermeier. Ducks away from pitch one. So Eli Stepp in to score, but Cale Holm, as we mentioned, his first hit of the game. Good to help his cause there on the mound. 1-0 pitch on Mittermeier. He hits a line drive. That's out toward Goodman at center. He'll make the play to end the inning and retire Mittermeier for the first time. But McDonald gets some damage done as they played three here in the top of the fourth. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning with our score. McDonald 9, Cadott 5. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Max Baseball on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
McDonald Baseball on WOGO. Pitching change for the Max as Cooper Mittermeier will now take the mound. Don't get sidelined by a lingering injury at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new and improved clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO. That's cvosm.com/WOGO. McDonald doing just what Cadott did as shortstop and pitcher will switch places.
It's been a while since Cooper's pitched, I think.
So Cooper Mittermeier, the junior, in to pitch. And Cale Holm, the sophomore, now at short. Mittermeier, ball high. Number 13, Brandon Sikora, the senior. Left fielder, 176 hitter. Walked, but left stranded back in the second, his only time up. Cooper the pitch, low and in the dirt. 3-0 the count. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smiski with you at Cadott. For McDonald Baseball here on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Elena Halverson at the home base in Halley running the controls as our producer and board operator. Strike called against Sikora. Hitting in the seven slot for Coach Brandon Geist here on senior night for the Hornets. The 3-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Cooper Mittermeier working his way back into this at bat as he battles Brandon Sikora with Braden Denzine, the senior, on deck. Near the bottom of the fourth, ball inside. Yeah. And Sikora is aboard. He's walked twice in the second, now the fourth.
We need you here, Denzine.
Braden Denzine, the senior, popped out to Smisky at first. His last time up, that was also back in the second. The second baseman, number 7.
Coach Remus Schneider came out. They did a little hat change. I don't know if that wasn't his pitching cap.
I don't know. We'll see what happens after this,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, this hat that he brought out is nice and white. And maybe it'll make a difference.
Mittermeier comes home with a pitch, dribbled along the first base line, and it just hooked foul. Sikora was on his way to second. Denzine was hoofing it down the first base line. So 0-1 the count.
Drive one here, Braden.
Make it count, no.
And Heath Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying. Call owner Jason Heath and Heath Loken at 715-720-4000. 9-5, McDonald with the lead here in the bottom of the fourth. High fly ball, right center field. Anderson runs up, makes the catch. Now trying to hit the runner. Smisky doubles him off at first. How about David Anderson making the catch and gunning it back to the bag at first? The runner caught between first and second and doubling them off the McDonald Max.
That was a heck of a throw by David. That was fantastic.
Goodness gracious. Smisky, Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
Wow. There at first to make the grab, but wow, here. Pinpoint accuracy on that throw from Anderson.
That was awesome.
So two away now. That helps Cooper Mittermeier's cause.
Oh, for sure.
He misses on pitch one there against Easton Goodman, the senior. And again, you just don't want anyone to be aboard when Warren Bovee comes back to the plate.
Absolutely not.
So we're at the 9 hitter here. Ball misses low. Goodman again reached on an error his last time up. And then Bovee brought him home with that 2-run shot. 9-5 McDonald with 2 away here in the bottom of the fourth. Ball skips into Grant Smisky. 3-0 the count. Warren Bovee on deck. He's 1-for-2 today with that 2-run home run. Also struck out in the first. Mittermeier finds the bullseye there. 4-run lead for McDonald. They had a 6-1 lead trimmed back by 4 runs. Swing and a miss from Easton Goodman.
Cooper's just kind of a savvy pitcher, you know. He's not overpowering at all, but he changes things up and
Another swing and a miss.
Good location.
Cooper Mittermeier, a big punch out to end the inning. And McDonald holds on to a 9-5 lead as we are through 4. We'll step out and be back in 1 minute. This is McDonald Baseball on WOGO.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Good to have you with us here for McDonald and Cadott Western Cloverbelt Conference baseball here this afternoon on WOGO 103.1 FM AM 680 and Wogo.com. Grant Smisky coming to the plate. for the Max. Lead it 9-5 here as we head to the top of the fifth. In the bottom of the fourth, back home in Chippewa Falls, Elks Lodge River Bandits lead the Olsen's Ice Cream Clippers 6-4. First pitch strike for Aiden Rickle, the sophomore. McDonald doing a great job responding with three runs in the top of the fourth after giving up four to Kadad in the bottom of the third. Pitch two is in the dirt, 1-1. And the Macs have scored in every inning here, Seth. One in the first, two in the second, three in the third, three in the fourth.
Yeah, they've been hitting ball, you know, just
8-4 River Bandits.
Add in a couple walks, and yeah, adds up pretty quick.
2-1 the count. Grant Smisky. His fourth time up. Smisky, a line drive right to the first baseman. Dropped, but picked up. And hopping over to the bag is Brody Burrish, the senior. That was sharply hit by Grant Smisky, but Burrish able to handle it kind of hot potato style and hop on over to the bag.
Yeah, it almost looked at first like it was going to get away from him, but at least he was able to knock it down. He was close enough to first that he could pick it up and get over there.
That brings up Mason Bussey. Bussey, strike one.
I just feel like we need a couple more insurance runs. You know,
yeah,
let's keep up this couple runs an inning thing here.
Bussey has reached safely once on a walk, but looking for his first hit as he drew a base on balls in the first, stole second, but was left stranded there, then a ground out in the second inning. Fly out to center his last time up in the third. Mason Bussey pops one along the first base line. Long run over, not playable for the right fielder Nolan Nordrum.
Boy, I thought that landed fair. Now it goes to show you.
We're kind of sitting right along that first base line as well.
I thought it was.
So one ball, two strikes on Mason Bussey. With McDonald leading 9-5 here, their half of the fifth. On the road at Kadot. Pitch, swing and a miss. For strike three for Mason Bussey. Throw looped over to first after it was dropped by Warren Bovey, and that's the second out of the inning. As Rickle trying to move pretty quickly here through the McDonald lineup, David Anderson comes up, the junior center fielder. It's 1-for-2 on the day with a walk. Big double, later scored a run in that three-run fourth for the Max. First pitch, swing and knocking it foul along the third base line. But David Anderson, as you mentioned, I mean, he's showing the power.
He does. He has some power. But yeah, so many of them are just down that third base line, and they go foul.
0-1 the count. Rickle, the sophomore, on the mound here for Kadot as Rickle will step off, and stepping back will be David Anderson. 0-1 the count. Anderson bats from the right. Takes a strike inside. 0-2. As Rickle trying to work the first 1-2-3 inning for the Hornets. Here in the top of the fifth from Kadot. The 0-2 pitch from Rickle, swing and a miss from Anderson, tagged out by the catcher Bovey, and McDonald goes down 1-2-3 here in the top of the fifth, and the top of the order for Kadot coming up. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. Middle of five, your score, McDonald 9, Kadot 5. We're back in 1 minute. This is Max Baseball on WOGO.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.15% annual percentage yield 9-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.15% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.15% 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate515. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 4/26/24. Insured by NCUA.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Bottom of the fifth here in Cadott. McDonald leads 9-5 with Cooper Mittermeier on the mound facing Warren Bovey, who hit a two-run homer his last time up in the third. Bats from the left. The junior takes the ball outside.
Well, I guess if he's got to be doing any leading off is good spot for him, or leading off the inning.
Okay, we've seen the power in this young man's bat, as well as from his arm. Jeez. He gets a hold of another one and sends it to deep right center field, and that one is trouble and gone. Warren Bovey, back-to-back home runs in his last two plate appearances, and as you just said, maybe the only good thing there is there was no one on base at the time. Warren Bovey makes it 9-6, and that was a no-doubter to right center field.
Just such an effortless swing, though. He just, looks good.
And just as a baseball fan, he's a fun player
to
watch.
Yeah, absolutely. You gotta admire his abilities.
Cooper Mittermeier will try to shake that one off as he pitches to Aiden Rickle, a 339 hitter, 1-for-2 on the day. Fly out to center in the first.
Keep it rolling, boys.
And a single left stranded in the third. Or excuse me, actually he scored a run in the third. Ball high. As Rickle was brought around on that two-run home run from Axel Teagles. 2-0 pitch. Sharply hit to Cale Holm at short, playable. Guns to first for the first out of the inning. And that, again, is key with Axel Teagles coming up with, again, a lot of power in his at-bat.
Could
get one away, but also make sure there's no base runner aboard.
Do it again, Axel.
Just good, clean fielding by Cale and just a really nice hard throw.
We are in the bottom of the fifth. McDonald leads 9-6. Up Axel Teagles, who's 1-for-2 on the day with a two-run home run. Mittermeier, first pitch low. And you hope he can keep it to at least a three-run advantage here.
Yeah.
Moving into the next inning, but you just have a feeling McDonald's going to need to score a little bit more.
Yep.
Second pitch in the dirt.
I don't know. We'll face that top of the order again. I don't think we've seen the last of Warren Bovey.
2-0 pitch from Cooper Mittermeier. Lined along third and out of play. Two balls, one strike. Teagles again struck out his first time up against Cale Holm, then had that two-run home run. Those were in the first and third innings, respectively. He's back up here in the fifth as McDonald down the Hornets 1-2-3 in the fourth. Three-run ball game, 9-6. The Max boys lead here at Cadott. Pop up toward Eli Stepp at third and retired there. Nice job by Cooper Mittermeier, changing up speeds there and getting Teagles to pop up for the second out of the inning. That brings up Connor Roth, the senior. Now the shortstop, started out pitching, 298 hitter, number 9. He also played short on Tuesday against McDonald. There's that tan bat on his right shoulder, takes ball one in low. Cooper Mittermeier, the McDonald junior, on the hill for head coach Tim Riemenschneider. Max had lost 9 straight before defeating Cadott 8-3 with 8 unanswered runs on Tuesday night. Swing and a miss for Connor Roth. One ball, one strike.
You go, Connor. Get us going here.
Right, keep her going here, Cooper.
Mittermeier. Kicks, delivers. Ball high. Two balls, one strike on senior Connor Roth against junior Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier, the pitch, finds the bullseye there. 2-2. Come on, Tapping the plate. Again, batting from the right. Connor Roth. The pitch from Mittermeier skips past Grant Smiski. He'll jog back to get it with no one aboard. Count has worked full here. 3 balls, 2 strikes. With 2 outs and no one on. A 1-run in here for the Hornets. They trail McDonald 9-6, bottom of the 5th. On senior night here in Cadott. Mittermeier, the payoff pitch. Missed low. So Roth is aboard.
Had some really nice pitches that at bat, but just lost them right at the end there.
Brings up Nolan Nordstrom.
We're going, Nolan.
2 at-bats for the senior. Struck out in the 2nd. Ground out to Crawford at 2nd in the 3rd. Nordstrom bats from the left. Senior plays right field, number 19. First pitch in high. Grant Smiski retrieves that one.
Yeah, they haven't really tried running on us. But I think Grant's getting ready for it.
9-4, the Elks Lodge River Bandits lead the Olsen's Ice Cream Clippers there in the 5th. Again, forgive me for all the updates. It's the first game, to my knowledge, of my son's athletic career that I've ever missed. So daddy's just trying to be in 2 places at once, doing things he loves and keeping in touch with those I love most. So go River Bandits. Ball misses low for Mittermeier. 3-1 the count on Nolan Nordstrom.
Anyway on here, Nolan.
The senior, Scott Peterson, on deck. Line drive hit towards center. That's a long run over. Not going to be in time. David Anderson scoops it up. Runners advance to 2nd and 3rd. The runner rounding 3rd. They're coming home. Play at the plate. No, as the ball sails over Grant Smiski's head. Another run in for Cadott. Nolan Nordstrom, a big RBI double there.
Yeah, that ball was just, it was on a line. And there was no chance of David getting over there.
And again, perhaps a chance for a play at the plate, but the long throw in was just way too tall.
Yeah.
Smiski was
And David
probably 3 or 4 feet underneath it.
David kind of mishandled it a little bit, so I think it made the throw in. Couldn't take as much time. Not that you would take time, but.
Makes it a 9-7 ball game. First pitch strike against Scott Peterson. Peterson a ground out. His first time up. Where's number 12? And DHing here, batting in place of Isaac Wellner, the freshman. And you know the senior would takes a swing and a miss. Would love to have a big hit here. Pull his team back within a run. He's got a runner in scoring position. That's Nolan Nordstrom at 2nd. 9-7 ball game here, bottom of the 5th in Cadott. Got a great battle brewing. Cooper Mittermeier skips one away from Grant Smiski. Runner is going to advance to 3rd with 2 outs. A little chuckling from the crowd as Nolan Nordstrom got tripped up a little bit on his way there to 3rd, but fell into the bag and got there safely. 2 balls, 2 strikes. On Peterson. Ball again gets away from Grant Smiski. Smiski throws back to Cooper Mittermeier, covering the bag at first and tags Nordstrom out at the plate to end the inning. Heads up play by Mittermeier covering the bag. And
I'm surprised he ran on that one.
Cadott gets 2 back. We head to the 6th with our score in a 2-run ball game. McDonald 9, Cadott 7. We're back in 1 minute here on WOGO.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi-High and McDonald student-athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Welcome back to McDonald Max Baseball here on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smisky with you at Cadott. Elena Halverson, our producer at the WOGO Studios in Halley. Update for Lady Max Softball. They have their opponents for regional semifinal on Tuesday that we'll have exclusively for you on Max TV. With Chi-High and River Falls here on the air in WOGO, Augusta defeats Regis 10-0. For Beaver Softball, their first playoff win in 5 years. That stat coming from Nick Tabbert of WQOW as Ryan Smisky is swinging a miss.
Yeah, I think it would be really nice to get some runs this inning because I don't know that we're gonna keep Cadott at 7.
Two-run ball game right now as Smisky takes one low and in the dirt. Smisky has strikeout in the first. Single, stole a base, and scored in the third. A foul pop out for the out along the third baseline last time up. Line drive hit right by the shortstop. Diving attempt there by Roth, but Smisky aboard again on a 2-for-4 day.
That is exactly what we needed right there. Good leadoff hit.
Again, both Rickle and Roth at short. Really great athletes over there, too, but just
hit with
some smoke on it there from Smisky.
It almost looked like he was going to catch that ball. He made a good dive for it, just missed it.
9-7 McDonald with a base runner aboard and no one out. Pop up along the third baseline. Teagles helicoptering under it and makes the grab for the first out of the inning as Minen pops out on the first pitch. And one away here for McDonald with Joe Liebrandt coming up in a big spot here, the senior right fielder. Walked twice, two runs scored and a strikeout last time up in the fourth. Smisky is at first with one away in this two-run ball game. Swing and a miss for Joe Liebrandt. Aiden Rickle.
Yeah, a lot of times Joe lets that first pitch go. That would have been a good one to let go.
Sun has come back out here at Cadott. Ball in the dirt, blocked nicely there by Warren Bovey. Leadoff single for Ryan Smisky, then the pop out. In foul territory along third base from Alan Minen brings up Joe Liebrandt with Eli Stepp on deck. Rickle kicks and delivers. Liebrandt a line shot to right center field. And a big hit for the senior. Puts him aboard. And Ryan Smisky at second with Eli Stepp. Nice. Swinging a hot bat right now at the plate. Stepp struck out in the second, but then a 2-RBI double in the third, a 1-RBI single, stolen base, and scored a run in the fourth. So 3 runs batted in his last 2 plate appearances for Eli Stepp. 9-7 ball game. Dribbles one along the third baseline, gloved there by Rickle, long throw to first. It gets away from the first baseman, and a run with Smisky's going to come around to score as Liebrandt heads into third and steps safe at first.
All right, things kind of going our way here.
That looked to be an on-target throw, I thought, by Rickle, the pitcher, but it just got away from first baseman Brody Burrish.
Yep.
So Liebrandt all the way from first to third. And Stepp aboard on the air.
You know, I was taking a look at this program, Tim Ryman Schneider, 15 letters in his last name.
That is a lot.
That's a long one.
Runners at the corners for Cale Holm. Eli Stepp heads to second and gets over the second baseman. Another run is going to come in to score. Eli Stepp, a play at third, slides in underneath the tag, and McDonald leads it 11-7. Jolie Brandt in easily to score, and Stepp all the way from first to third with Cale Holmes still at the plate as Bovey's throw sailed a little bit above Connor Roth and Braden Denzine there. At second, neither one able to corral it. Now a runner at third. Popped up by Cale Holmes, playable by the pitcher. Long pop up, and circling underneath it, making the grab.
That was a mile high.
Aiden Rickle.
And sometimes, you know, in field like that, we've seen those drop.
So Rickle trying to get the third out of the inning with Cooper Mittermeier at the plate. The fifth was the first inning where McDonald did not score a run as they scored one in the first, two in the second, three in the third, three in the fourth. But a zero put up by Rickle in the fifth. Mittermeier takes a called strike one.
Boy, Eli sitting there on third, boy, you'd really like to get him home.
And Max have plated two here, leading 11-7. Rickle kicks and delivers low. Mittermeier walked, stole two bases, and scored a run in the first. Two RBI single in the second, an RBI single in the third as well. And a fly out to center his last time up. Pitch low and in the dirt. Again, Eli Stepp, if anything, gets away from Bovey here with two outs. You wonder if Eli Stepp comes barreling home.
Yeah, he's definitely got the speed for it.
Maybe no need as Mittermeier, long fly ball out to center field, but drifting over, making the catch is Easton Goodman. McDonald gets two more. They lead by four, 11-7. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is McDonald Baseball on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Back in 1 minute.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay.
You'll have to tell Cooper Seth says congratulations.
I will.
That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows,
again, it's just
bake the cookies.
Like, we haven't done tons of sports yet.
Yeah.
But it's just, I haven't missed a game before. Like, I've never missed one. So it's just,
gotcha.
And I kind of figured, actually, that would happen a lot more this year.
Yeah.
But it just hasn't yet. It's just kind of all worked out nicely.
That's a big reason why I started working at the city of Eau Claire. I was plumbing over in Red Wing, Minnesota, and I think Grant had a flag football season, and I think I made it to one game, you know, and it's just like, you know what, this isn't,
yeah, just can't.
This isn't the kind of job that I want right now, you know.
Welcome back to Max Baseball here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Seth Miski here at Cadott, where McDonald gets two back. Heading into the bottom of the sixth, they lead 11-7. And good news from back home in Chippewa Falls Youth Baseball. Good news in the Swenson household, at least, as the Elks Lodge River Bandits defeat the Olsen's Ice Cream Clippers 9-4. So congratulations to Cooper and the crew there. Line drive hit to short. Cale Holmes gloves, throws to first in time. And an easy put out for the first out of the inning for the Max.
Cale's got just such a good arm over there.
Isaac Wellner retired there.
Yeah, it's just, you know, if he can glove it clean, it's pretty good chance he's making a good throw over to first base.
So scored 6-3 on the putout. Brings up Brandon Sikora. Takes a strike. Sikora, the senior 176 hitter, left fielder number 13.
Get started here, Brandon.
He walked in both the second and the fourth, but was caught stealing. They're in the fourth. Takes one low and in the dirt. Picking up some dust there. Cooper Mittermeier again came on in relief of Cale Holmes. Has pitched well. Mittermeier finds the bullseye for a strike.
These are Sikora. These are some pretty huge at-bats right here for Cooper and the team, you know.
And next time up, presumably the top of the lineup. for Kadot if McDonald's able to work through the 6, 7, and 8 hitters here. The top of the lineup is where the damage has been done for Kadot. Ball in low on Brandon Sikora. Count is full now. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Mittermeier kicks and pitches outside. And Sikora is aboard. And brings up Braden Denzine. And it's just hard not to keep your eye on the top of that lineup for Kadot.
Yes.
In a 4-run ball game, but you look at what Warren Bovee has done, 2 for 3 with 3 runs batted in on 2 home runs on the day. Axel Teagle's a 2-run shot. Kaden Rickle, an RBI single. Again, 1, 2, and 3. That's where the damage has been done in this batting order for the Hornets and Coach Brandon Geist. Ball high. First pitch against Braden Denzine. He popped out to first base and Ryan Smiski in the second inning. And a fly out to center and David Anderson, a double play ball. Oh, there got Brandon Sikora. Fouled off right in front of the plate for Denzine. And I'll correct myself, I said Sikora was caught stealing. He actually was doubled off there as he was at first and just an absolute laser from center field after Denzine flew out to Anderson. That was the double play. Line shot out to the gap in left center field. That's going all the way to the wall. Kadot has a runner heading toward third and in for a stand-up double. Close play there. Good throw from Minen to Crawford at second. But Denzine in safely, and the senior gets his moment in the spotlight here on senior night. Denzine, a stand-up double. And now Sikora at third, with Easton Goodman, the senior in that 9 slot, coming up.
Good job, Simon.
That's where those walks that come back to haunt you. But, well, we got to get this one.
11-7, McDonald. You're in the bottom of the sixth at Kadot. Easton Goodman has reached on an error and then struck out in the third and fourth. Check swing on pitch one. Ball calls. Now on deck is Warren Bovee. He's 2 for 3 with 2 home runs. The left-handed hitting junior. Ball alone in the dirt for Cooper Mittermeier. Runners at second and third. Tying run for Kadot is on deck. One out here in the bottom of the sixth. Strike called. Finding the inner portion of the plate, Cooper Mittermeier.
Here you go, Easton. We need you there, buddy.
Easton Goodman, another one of these 9 seniors. 8 in the field. One the manager. Goodman pops one up over the American flag. Caught by a McDonald fan out there, I believe.
It's my cousin Christina. She had it in her hands, and she dropped it. So
you know,
I'm
it's tough
to give her a little
it's
grief.
It's tough to finish the play. 2-2 the count. Mittermeier the pitch, fouled up along our side here. And over toward Eli Stepp, and he backpedals and makes the play, and that's exactly
that helps
what McDonald needed there. We're still 2 on and Warren Bovee coming up, but now 2 outs, and you just hope that you can retire Bovee for the first time since the first inning.
They have seen enough of Warren Bovee, and they just put him on first.
All right. That's probably the smart play.
I don't think that's a bad call at all.
Warren to get to you,
it does bring up Aiden Rickle, who's got a hot bat as well, but the intentional walk. In the bottom of the sixth, base is loaded, 2 outs. First pitch misses inside. Aiden Rickle, sophomore, 339 hitter. Line drive, and that one out to left field, deep left field, but playable and making the grab, Alan Minen to end the inning. And that is a huge, huge end to the inning for McDonald. they get through two of the top three hitters for Cadott. We'll step out, be back in 60 seconds. McDonald maintains a four-run advantage and puts another zero on the scoreboard for the Hornets. Through six, our score, the Max 11, the Hornets 7. We're back in 1 minute. This is Max Baseball on WOGO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Seventh inning time here in Cadott. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smiskey with you on WOGO, Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Western Cloverbelt Conference Varsity Baseball tonight. On senior night for the Hornets, McDonald holding an 11-7 lead as they leave three stranded to end the bottom of the sixth for the Hornets. Talking about it off here, I mean, just with the intentional walk on Warren Bovey and then getting Rickle out there in a hit that came off the bat well and looked like it might. I mean, the crowd behind us as well, too, I think thought what we did, that one might come down and score at least a couple.
Yeah, yep, and, you know, good catch out in the field because two runs would have scored for sure. And good coaching by Raymond Schneider.
And again, with Warren Bovey in the game he's had, saying Rickle's not an easy out, but someone who's hit two home runs in a row is a chopper toward Roth at short. He guns across the diamond and gets away from the first baseman, and Grant Smiskey is going to hold there at first as he's aboard here in the seventh for the Max. And now courtesy runner, Nash Winger, will come over there to first for Grant Smiskey, who's reached safely for the second time today.
Yeah, Grant reached, but you could tell he's just not happy. Not happy with
He did have a double back in the second.
Yeah.
11-7 McDonald as Winger dives back into the bag at first. Mason Bussey at the plate. Bussey looking for his first hit of the game. Walked and stole a base in the first. Ground out in the second. Fly out to center in the third. Struck out in the fifth. McDonald holding a four-run lead. Bussey shows bunt. Pulls it back. Ball called. And Nash Winger over there at first. None out here for McDonald, leading by four. And, of course, you'd love insurance runs.
Yes.
Fouled straight back and over the grandstand for Mason Bussey. Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. always proud to support local sports. Thank you, Ryan and the crew. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Runner goes, Nash Winger. Bovey guns it to second, and Winger slides in underneath the tag. The throw looked to be close to in time, but just got away a bit from Connor Roth. He's trying to apply the tag, and Winger in scoring position.
I think if he would have handled that, it probably would have been an out.
So Nash Winger at second with Mason Bussey at the plate. A 1-2 count. Bussey line drive, and he gets it past third. Fair ball. Winger's going to be sent around third, heading in to score. And Mason Bussey will hold at first, but it's a big knock. First one of the day for Mason Bussey, An RBI single makes it 12-7 the Max.
All right, that's what we need.
And we've mentioned the number of times it's been hit toward that bag at third and Axel Teagles, and that time just sharp grounder just inside the line. Went into foul territory after it went past the bag. Fouled up again behind the bleachers. This time from David Anderson. Anderson, 1-for-3 on the day, also has a walk, struck out in the third and the fifth, but a big double in the fourth, later scored a run. He now has Bussey at first. Showing bunt, David Anderson, and that one was fouled back right in front of my face.
Yeah, he showed bunt, but I think that pitch was so inside, it almost looked like it hit between his hands on the bat.
One of the times I kind of wished that we were live video streaming as well, too, because that would have been a great shot as I saw it frame the ball kind of slowly bouncing up right in front of us about 3 feet off the grass here at Cadott. Maybe in the future. 12-7 McDonald here, top of the seventh. Beautiful night in Cadott. Swing and a miss from David Anderson. And he'll go down on strikes to Aiden Rickle. Brings up Ryan Smisky. Ryan has a 2-for-4 day going.
Yeah,
two runs scored, two singles.
Yep.
Just one away here for McDonald. One run in already. And Mason Bussey at first. Ryan Smisky takes a pitch outside.
This pitcher, Aiden, for Cadott, he's done well, you know.
And Rickle, just a sophomore there.
Yeah, he's still throwing hard.
Swing and a miss for Smisky. And when you look again, they'll lose Connor Roth to graduation, but you'll have Warren Bovey as a senior next year if you're the Hornets, and Aiden Rickle as a junior.
That's
a formidable 1-2 punch.
Yes.
A pitch, and Smisky digs at it. Swing and a miss for strike two. 1-2, the count on Ryan Smisky. 2-for-4, trying to go 3-for-5 on the day with McDonald leading by 5 runs here in the top of the seventh. Smisky stands back in from that right side. Rickle the pitch in, low and in the dirt. Mason Bussey caught between first and second, decides to head back to first as I think he was wondering if he should test the arm of Warren Bovey.
You know, maybe like 4-8 speed, probably not 5-5-5-6 speed.
Ryan Smisky drives one deep to center field. Looks to be playable there, and gloved as Bussey heads back to second. Easton Goodman was within about 10 feet of the wall there. Again, they're 350 straight away to center. In some parks, that one might have been trouble there for Ryan Smisky as he gets a big piece of it, but not quite enough.
Man, we've had, Eli hit one pretty. We've had some well-hit balls, just they're about that 5-10 feet from the fence.
Alan Minen, who scored 3 runs today for McDonald, leads the Max in that category today. Line drive on the first pitch, sends it to grass in right field, and Minen reaches safely. And how about the day for Alan Minen? 2 walks, a double, and a single, just 1 pop-out, and 3 runs scored, and hoping for more here in the seventh. Great day for the McDonald left fielder.
Yeah, it's been a really good day for the bottom of the order, it seems like to me.
It really has. I mean, looking at our score sheet, that's where a lot of the colored in diamonds are.
Yeah.
Joe Liebrandt swats one along the first baseline. The senior, 2 walks and 2 runs scored in the second and third, struck out in the fourth, then singled and scored in the sixth.
Yeah.
So again, I'll correct myself. Minen and Liebrandt tied for the run scored category for McDonald today. Batting in those seventh and eighth slots for head coach Tim Riemenschneider. Runners at first and second for Liebrandt with 2 away. McDonald with a 5-run lead here in the seventh. Taking a strike, Joe Liebrandt. Joe had that great 2-for-3 day on Tuesday at senior night. 3 runs batted in. Looking for his first RBI here in this second matchup against Cadott. Rickle the pitch. Missed low. Bussey over there, Smisky
get him, 11.
Oh, it is Bussey. Sorry.
Yep.
Bussey at second. And Minen is at first. Rickle, the 1-2 pitch, low and in the dirt. Runners will advance to second and third. So Minen now stands at third. Or excuse me, Minen at second. And Mason Bussey at third. Now if Liebrandt can hit grass, good chance that two come across for McDonald. Joe Liebrandt facing a 1-2 count here. With two away, top of the seventh in Cadott. Rickle comes home with the pitch. Liebrandt, line drive, hit along the first baseline, and it drops in for a hit. One is in with Bussey, two is in, and Joe Liebrandt, right, a two RBI single. Jeez. Here in the seventh. Joe swinging a hot bat to end the season.
Yeah, just timely hitting. And
that brings up Eli Stepp with Liebrandt aboard at first as Minen came in to score along with Mason Bussey to make it 14-7 McDonald. More of a football-looking score now. Strike one called. And McDonald has only been shut out once in seven innings here today. Runner goes. Liebrandt headed to second, slides in underneath the tag, and Liebrandt in scoring position with the steal.
Boy, when he caught that ball, he just about got the back of Joe's foot before he was on base.
It's a close play there. Roth covering the bag at second. Warren Bovey certainly has the cannon. Eli Stepp scraping some mud off the bottom of his cleats, steps back in against Aiden Rickle. 1-1 the count. The pitch high as Bovey comes out of his stance to grab that one. And good to have you with us here on WOGR sports schedule and playoff schedule at wogo.com. Tomorrow a Chi-High baseball doubleheader starting at 3:10 p.m. The pitch low and in the dirt, and that's going to advance Liebrandt from second to third. A baseball doubleheader with Mark Halverson and Jason Bob starts at 3:10 p.m. Chi-High Cardinals baseball against Wausau West.
Come on, Aiden, you got this.
Our regular season finale broadcast, then on to playoff softball starting Tuesday with Chi-High against River Falls, 4:35 start here on WOGO. Eli Stepp lifts a high fly ball to shallow center field. Goodman comes up and makes the catch, but McDonald does their damage here in their half of the seventh as we head to the bottom of the seventh inning here in Cadott. Our score, the Max 14, the Hornets 7. We're back in 60 seconds. This is McDonald Baseball on WOGO Radio.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Bottom of the seventh here at Cadott. WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Live streaming and podcast. We'll get a podcast of this one available later on tonight at WOGO.com. Stay tuned to our WOGO Sports social media. As mentioning the softball playoff schedule starting on Tuesday, so Chi-High Lady Cardinals. Coaches Jared Faraday and Chelsea Secor taking on River Falls, 4:35 p.m. We will have, live on Max TV, Lady Max softball against Augusta. As Axel Teagles gets a hold of the first pitch here and will send it out toward Minen. And Minen backtracking near the wall and left. That's where Teagles hit it earlier in the game as he sent it out of the park. But this time, Teagles is retired on the first pitch from Cooper Mittermeier.
Yeah, another bomb. It's not quite long enough.
That's the first out of the inning with McDonald leading 14-7. Max have scored three runs three times in this game. Also scored one in the first, two in the second, two in the sixth. Only shut out in the fifth. Big swing and a miss on pitch one from Connor Roth. Roth looking for his first hit. Walked and scored a run last time up in the fifth. Ground out and a strikeout in the second and third. Roth takes one low and in the dirt. One ball and one strike with McDonald. Touchdown lead here, 14-7. In the bottom of the seventh. I never felt a raindrop this entire broadcast. Thankful for that on a beautiful night here in Cadott. Swing and a miss from Roth.
Yeah, we've had two back-to-back beautiful nights for baseball. It's been nice.
We've got a rosin table here, but I'm looking for something wood to knock on to. Reaching low and slapping it out to right field.
That's like
Connor
a golf.
Roth for a hit. Yeah, as it looked.
That was like a golf swing. You know, sometimes on those it almost looks like it hits the dirt and they get it on the bounce, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that
the umpire is going to make that call, too.
Yeah.
That was low for Roth.
It was. No, I guess I thought that maybe is what happened, but it's just a pinch runner.
Excuse me. So Roth is just coming out to, again, get his well-deserved recognition on senior night. So Connor Roth hits safely, gets a big hand from the crowd. And the courtesy runner for him, I believe, is Gabe Sikora. Check the number in a moment. Nolan Nordstrom, the senior, had that big double, an RBI double his last time up. Again, it seems like each of these Cadott seniors has had a nice moment in this game. Pitch low on Nordstrom. Two balls, no strikes. Cooper Mittermeier on the hill for McDonald, trying to seal the deal with one away here in the bottom of the seventh. McDonald, seven-run lead. Grounder, a hit towards short. Throw to second for one. Crawford guns across the diamond, gets away from Smisky. That would have ended the game for McDonald, but the leadoff runner is retired. As Nolan Nordstrom now will be subbed out as, again, each senior getting their chance here to be recognized by the crowd like that from Coach Brandon Geis.
It's a good touch. I thought.
So Nordstrom reaches on the fielder's choice. Be subbed out here for the courtesy run at first as he gets his recognition.
Yeah, Coach Geis has done a really good job of incorporating the seniors in tonight.
That brings back up Isaac Wellner, the freshman. He walks back in the second. Scott Peterson pinch hit for him a couple times. And Wellner back in with a ground out in the sixth. First pitch off the mark for Cooper Mittermeier with McDonald holding a 14-7 lead. The runner at first and two away. Mittermeier the pitch. Fly ball. Long run back. Over the shoulder catch to end the game from Joe Liebrandt. The senior ends it on senior night here in Cadott. And McDonald, going into Tuesday's game, had lost nine straight. Well, the winning streak has started for the Max and head coach Tim Riemenschneider. As they defeat Cadott twice here, once on Tuesday, once on Thursday. Two in a row for McDonald. Your final score, the Max 14, the Hornets 7. We'll step out and be back in 3.5 minutes with our WOGO postgame show. This is McDonald Baseball.